We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Jen Reinbold. Now, you're heading the green team for this year's Townshipers Day coming up in Stanstead on September 17th, and it's going to be bigger and better and greener than ever, I guess. So tell us all about it, Jen.
Well, I hope it will. I hope it will. This year, what we're trying to do is eliminate plastic bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're asking all of our food vendors that they don't provide it. Of course, they can bring juice and things like that to sell, but we'd really like to eliminate the bottled water. And for that, we'll have a clean water source right on site. In fact, we'll have several, so there's no problem. And all of our visitors are encouraged to bring their own reusable bottles, and they can fill her up on site.
Okay, so that sounds like a good idea. Bring some reusable bottles, and there's lots of fancy ones out there, so that's a great idea. And I guess you're encouraging everybody, too, to bring their own shopping bags.
Yes, that was already started a couple of years ago, I believe. I think in 2008 they eliminated plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we're asking everybody to bring their own bags, and I don't think this is too much to ask our visitors, because most people have a lot of these bags and bottles and things like that at home anyway. I mean, most of our grocery stores now, you know, we have those bags. And a lot of people have thermoses and, like you said, fancy water bottles and all kinds of things. So this is not a stretch for anybody. It's just that they have to think about it before they come to the day.
It's a great initiative and definitely encouragement for everybody to be green, and definitely a great inspiration for the younger people, too.
Yeah, I think so.
So I was just amazed last year of actually how much garbage came out of Townshipers Day after it had finished, the actual garbage. I mean, not counting the composting and the recyclables, different things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be quite a bit. You know, I mean, obviously it's a busy day and there's a lot going on, so we do produce a lot of waste afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But the good part is that most of it is recyclable and compostable, so we're really eliminating what ends up in the trash. And we have quite a bit that goes to recycling and an impressive amount that goes to composting as well. So,
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not as bad as it sounds. It's really...
No, I was amazed. I think it was like one or two bags of the actual garbage, something like that.
Yeah, if I read the reports correctly as well, they said two bags of garbage for the whole day, which is really fantastic. And everything else ended up being recycled and composted.
That's amazing. Even the plates and knives and forks, too, are compostable, I think.
That's right. What we ask our food vendors to mm-hmm. do is sell their food and things like that using compostable plates, compostable cups, cutlery, things like that. So the coffee that you'll get on site will come in a compostable cup. And so that's what we ask all of our food vendors to do. Well, of course, we're counting on their participation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hoping that they all embark. So far, so good. And it'll be easy to dispose of as well along the sites. Everywhere you see a garbage can, right next to it is the compost and the recycling. And so there's really no excuse. You just have to put everything in the right bin. And, of course, we have some green team volunteers who will be going around and helping people out and letting them know what goes where. So it's going to be very easy.
Okay, sounds great. And how many are on the team?
Well, so far we have about a dozen,
mm-hmm.
and so we'll be circulating around the whole day, and like I said, the bins will be well marked and well indicated what goes where, and we'll have some sorting stations, so a bigger place where people can just drop things off will
mm-hmm.
be right by the food vendors, so that's very convenient. If people just don't know what goes where, we can take care of it for them.
Okay, that's great. Are you looking for some more volunteers, Jen?
Oh, we could always use more volunteers.
Okay, and if somebody wants to volunteer, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they could contact the Townshipers Association
okay.
directly. We have a website and phone numbers. If not, they could contact me directly through my email, which is jenreinbold19@hotmail.com. So Jen Reinbold, JenReinbold, 1919@hotmail.com.
Okay, so that sounds great. So definitely, yeah, bring your own reusable water bottles to Townshipers Day coming up this weekend, the 17th at Stanstead. And also bring some bags, too, if you buy something. So that sounds great. Anything else you'd like to add, Jen?
Well, there's going to be even one more little bin, all the cans and collectibles, the returnables,
mm-hmm.
Because we have Joe Kelly with us again this year. And he collects all of this for foundations, and this year is the same as last year. It's going to be for the Terry Fox Foundation.
Okay.
So anything that's a returnable can, things like that, they go into another marked separate bin, and
mm-hmm.
Those are for Joe Kelly. He's collecting them for the Terry Fox Foundation.
That sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. Good. Great work. Well, we hope to see you on Saturday. Look forward to seeing you, and good luck with the project.
Well, thank you so much. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.